Good morning. It's a Tuesday, and it is an election day. We're with our political observer, Alan Shar Talk. Alan, people in great numbers do not vote.
That's right. And, you know, when it comes to elections on a local level, quite frequently they don't vote. However, the one hope to get people out is when you have a real contest. And several of our cities and towns do have those real contests, and that is why we can expect to see some people coming out in places like North Adams, Massachusetts, or Pittsfield, Massachusetts, or Troy, or Schenectady. These are places which have genuine democratic small-d elections in which people are given some choices. And when you get a choice and when things are close, we have all learned the hard way that one or two votes can make a huge difference. So for those people who have a horse in the race, remember, if you wake up tomorrow morning and your person is lost by one vote or even 18 votes, you may have some responsibility in that.
Now, of course, WAMC will be covering all these races. We'll have special election coverage this evening beginning at 8.
And David, our news chief here at WAMC, Ian Pickus, will be honchoing the whole thing along with Brian Shields and a cast of many, many people.
A cast of thousands. From there to something else that occurred yesterday, your amazing interview with New York Republican Congressman Gibson, who is not seeking another term next year but is considering a run for governor. It certainly seems like it, Alan. In 2018, he says Governor Cuomo is vulnerable because he's perceived as a bully who holds grudges.
Well, that's right. He knows, Gibson, that if he is to get the nomination to run against Andrew Cuomo, he's going to have to outdo Rob Astorino down there in Westchester County. And that's going to mean that Gibson, who is a terrific guy, is going to have to find a way to make people aware of who he is. That's the only way he's going to get this nomination. I know he's moving around the state. He's talking to Republican chairs. He's doing everything you're supposed to do. But in the end, it's going to come down to how many people know who you are.
Not a good headline for somebody like me who's 46 years old. Surprising jump in death rates seen for middle-aged whites.
Wait, you're 46 years old already?
Indeed.
I don't know how that happened.
Me either.
I met you when you were a kid.
Well, yeah, 25.
And you were my teaching assistant, that's right, at SUNY and working in the master's program. David, the study is alarming when you read the headline. The headline is, okay, if you happen to be a middle-class, middle-aged white person, your chances of surviving have gone down, not up.
Mm.
But then when you read the particulars, you see that if you took drugs, if you committed suicide, if you did any of those things, your chances go down. Otherwise, they continue to go up or to stabilize. So it's very important when you read these health studies to read all the particulars, because if you don't, well, you could just die of fright.
I feel much better.
And well, you should.
First draft from the New York Times. Carson, Ben Carson, took the lead in a national poll. It's an NBC poll. 29% now for Carson, eclipsing Donald Trump with 23%. Does these polls mean anything this far?
Well, indeed, they mean a great deal. Polls have a way of being right quite frequently. People say, oh, I was never polled. But if you take a look at what a poll says before Election Day, they're remarkably close. Not always. Sometimes people don't tell what they're really thinking. Now, in the case of Carson, he's said some real interesting things, which, of course, have alienated a lot of people, particularly in the middle and on the Democratic side. So if you're going around saying there should be no abortion ever under any circumstances, let me tell you, that is not a way to win presidential elections. It may be the way in a small turnout Republican primary to win, but it ain't going to get you any friends or get you elected later on when you're playing in the real big game.
Our political observer, Alan Shar Talk, joining us. Get out and vote today.
Absolutely, David. It's so important because otherwise you don't have anybody to blame but yourself.